So, today's daf requires a lot of brains, and it's daf memches. Or you can really get you warmed up.
Yeah.
There we go. But we're in the middle of our drasha about meat mitzvah. And yesterday, and I think it would be nice just to review this because we're going to continue with the options of the other limudim. So let's take a look now once again just to review very quickly. How do we know that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, in fact, are supposed to be metame to make mitzvah? So the Gemara asked yesterday, about one-third of the way up, one-fourth of the way up, but you know how many. The Tanur Rabbanan, we started with, Kol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavol, what does that mean? B'ma Katuv B'Daber, Yibur Chokin Kav HaKomer, if a Kohen had yet, who cannot be metame l'krovim, enu metame l'rachokim, a Kohen Gadol, who is not metame l'krovim, eno din sheino metame l'rachokim. So it's got to be talking about l'krovim. So we now know that you cannot be metame as a Kohen Gadol to anybody. So then why does it have to say la'aviv li'imo? To tell me la'aviv li'imo, metame l'etame l'meit mitzvah. As far as the li'imo, what is that for? The li'imo comes to tell me the gzereshava of Rebbe. Remember that Rebbe learned out from the word bimotam, that there's only an issue of Tumah b'motam and not for Negoim and Ziva. So therefore, we need now this additional free word to teach me a Chiddush, because Eli Ela b'Nazir. That word b'motam appears by Nazir, but how about by a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol is even allowed to be metame for Nega and for Ziva? So therefore, comes to tell me, honored, loya, Mary, Moba, Kohen Gadol. I have no purpose in the Imo. I only need the Laviv to teach me merely that Kohen Gadol can be metame the Meit Mitzvah. The extra Imo is freed up to tell me, ma, because after all, I mean, what's the point of Imo? If b'makom shekohen yod metame le'achim me'aviv, in Kohen Gadol metame even le'aviv, so b'makom shekohen yod metame le'achim me'imo, certainly, in a din, she ain't going to have time in the imo. So therefore, I don't need that word, because zechita mi'adin. If that's the case, ma'atav alomri imo b'kohen gadol, to leave it open, mufna, la'akish, otudim en ebzereshova, ne'amar imo b'nazir, ne'amar imo b'kohen gadol, ma imo amur b'nazir b'motam, en ebetam, etam, lebit, gad, l'nigam, l'zivatam, af imo amur b'kohen gadol, b'motam, etam, etam, lebit, gad, l'zivatam. So now we use the two words, which are the only two words, really, that appear besides the klal. There it says, laviv alimo lo yitama. We now know what both of those words are coming for in the sugya of the Kohen Gadol. One of them is coming to tell me you can be metame to a meit mitzvah. And the other one is coming to tell me that there's a gzereshava. It's open for the gzereshava that you can be metame to the Kohen Gadol for nigoim and for zivas. That's where we were up. Now today we begin with our drasha like this. We're in the middle now of daf memches and aleph, right smack bang in the middle. Ashkan Kohen Gadol. So it's all very nice. This teaches us that a Kohen Gadol can be a metame l'meit mitzvah. But yesterday I asked you, the Mishnah says that if they're both walking together, we question which one goes first. But it's clear that each of them individually is supposed to be metame l'meit mitzvah. You answered me how a Kohen Gadol, I know, is metame l'meit mitzvah for the word laviv. You did not explain to me how I know that a Nazir is metame l'meit mitzvah. Now at this point, we have to immediately stop and ask ourselves, but I thought we said li'imo is to tell me there's a gzereshava. Once there's a gzereshava, so then it's telling me the same thing. Do I know that a Kohen Gadol is metame l'meit mitzvah from la'aviv? Yes. Do I know that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are compared with a gzereshava of li'imo? Yes. Okay. QED. A Nazir is metame l'meit mitzvah. Now this is a very big problem. Tosfos asks this. We just came off of Gezeirah Shavah. How in the world are we asking, how do we know? So this is a very interesting thing. That the fact that we're using that Gezeirah Shavah to tell me that you can even be Metame for Tzara'ah is actually only possible because we have another source for the Din of Tumah L'meit Mitzvah. Why? Because even though we have a klal of in Gezeirah Shavah L'mechitzah, you can't use Gezeirah Shavah part way, but we have a hekesh. We have a hekesh of tzara'at to mitah, al nati kemet. So then that hekesh would tell us, now wait a minute. Of course, ain't gzera shav lamechza. But, I mean, that doesn't, we're not going to use a bimotam that's going to be mafik the pashtus of the meaning that b'motam is meant to include tzorah, unless it can't mean anything else, you see. So if there's an alternative, and I'll say, what is this gezeirah shavah for? So I said, well, this gezeirah shavah is to tell me that a nazir can be metame to a make mitzvah. So I said, but does it not say b'motam? Indeed it does. But so that means okay tzorah? No, tzorah is b'motam. But on the other hand, if I turn around and I say, well, I already know that a nazir is matam l'make mitzvah from somewhere. That's what we're asking. Where do you know it from? So what is this gezeirah shavah for? Well, man, there's only one thing it could be for. It's only b'motam and not b'nigam. Because b'zivatam is just pointed out yesterday. We're just throwing that in. But I mean, there's no half of, you know, why would we ask b'zivatam? There's no comparison to b'motam. You see? So what we're really asking, this question, the way Tosfos understands it, is why have we made the assumption we already know that a nazir is not the time of the make mitzvah, and used Rebbe's halacha of but yes to a zav and yes to a mitzvah, and we use that for the gezeirah shavah saying was mufta. Apparently there's another makar. All of this we're taking into consideration. Okay, there are other approaches. This is the approach of Tosfos thinks. So now we're back to our question. How do we know that a nazir is meant to be metame to a make mitzvah? The time. We're going to go through the whole limud now in the Braita. And the Braita starts at the beginning and forces us to end up differently than what we thought it was saying when it began, which is often the approach. So, look, this is what you first think. I'm going to show you it's not really true, and we'll zero in on what exactly I mean. So, the first thing we do is we take a look at the pasuk by the Nazir, which says, Kol Yemei Haziro LaHashem Al Nefesh. Now, let's ignore that mate for a moment, okay? Let's say it would have just said, Al Nefesh Lo Yavo. What would that have meant? Shomea Ani Afilu Nefesh Behema B'mashvah. If it would have just said Nefesh, not said mate, I would have said, look, it does say in the Torah, Maken Nefesh Behema. Which means that the word nefesh includes a behemah as well, right? Therefore, I need to say, Talmud Lomar, al nefesh meit lo yavo. Which means that I now know the nefesh adama katuv medaber, the Torah is coming to tell me a nazir cannot be metame to a human, but he could be metame to an avel. Alright. Rabbi Shmuel Lomar, I don't need the word meit. By the way, this points out a beautiful thing. A behemah is also called a meit. Because it says Vamet Yelo in the case of a Shor Nakan. And a behemoth is called Nefesh, we just saw, like a Nefesh Behemoth Shomen. But to talk about a Nefesh mate implies a Sridei Nefesh. I mean, it doesn't say that. It just says the behemoth is never called a Nefesh mate. But why is that important? Because Nefesh mate implies that although dead, there is some remnant in Nefesh. That's never said by behemoth. Very interesting. So you must take that for granted. It's going to be a nefesh mate. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't need that. The mate is certainly not coming to tell me that because, look, it says lo yavo. Note, it doesn't say lo yatama, it says lo yavo. What does lo yavo mean? It obviously implies to mas oleha, lo yavo, don't come into the house. But otherwise, it's a meaningless word to use for tuma. So therefore, what it must be referring to is nefashot metamot b'viyakatum medaber. Is it available at time of ba'al? No. So therefore, I don't need any additional pasuk, says Rabbi Yishmael. Alright. So now we've already proven that you cannot be metame to a nefesh meit. So now when it says la'aviv le'imo eno metame, so then it must be coming to tell me, avo metame, you'll make mitzvah, because I already know you can't be metame to any nefesh meit. But wait, says the Gemara, is it not true that even if you hadn't learned it out from L'Aviv Ula Imo, from Kol Nafshot Meit Ovir, so isn't it obvious that Ad Shelo Yamer Yeshli B'Din? If a Kohen Gadol, who were Kedushat Olam, can be Metame L'Meit Mitzvah, isn't it obvious that a Nazir, despite the fact he's not allowed to be Metame, that the Kol Nafshot Meit, but if Ein Kedushato Kedushat Olam, the Torah was willing to tell a Kohen Gadol that he should go in and be Metame Levet Mitzvah. So isn't it obvious that a Nazir on a lower darg of Kedusha, because it's only for 30 days, and even as we said yesterday, even if it's Bekabel for longer, in its essence, it's not a permanent state. So if that's the case, Is it not obvious that he should be betamei to make mitzvah without lav evening though? Ah, super, no. As we already know from the Mishnah as well, loy mamet b'kohen gadol, shekein eino mevi korbano tumato. We already know that there's one element of a kohen gadol which is kal from nazir. A kohen gadol is not going to be maybe a korbano tumato. So maybe that is the reason that the Torah said it should be metamei to make mitzvah. Mashein kein the nazir, who if he becomes tamei is going to have to be maybe korbano tumato. I would think that holo maybe korbano tumato is so chamur loy tamei to make mitzvah at all. So therefore, I do need to say tabud lamar laviv leimolo yitamal v'betamel mitzvah. By the way, we don't really need both laviv leimol, but we're going to ask this later. Let's hold that question in abeyance and pretend that laviv leimol together equal one thing for some reason. Now, the question is that the way to read it? Or is the way to read it, o eno mitamel laviv leimol v'yitamel shan meitim? Maybe it means a nazir cannot be matame to his parents, but he could be matame to anybody else. So you'll say, but that's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. Because maybe the point is that the Torah doesn't want the nazir to be exposed to a type of tumor that affects him psychologically and in terms of taking away his spirituality. He's now miserable. He's at a funeral for a parent. So maybe that's what we're marking on, but not stam. I mean, it's not a magic tumor, as if that bothers us. Sigmar, come on. I mean, we know that that's not true, because I'm at Kal v'chomer. If a kohen had yot, who is actually allowed to be metame lekrovi, is still not allowed to be metame for another person who's not a karov, l'shar meitim. So in Nazir, she'en metame lekrovi, eno din, shelo yetame l'shar meitim. You can't say a sfora that would differentiate without any givens over. What do you say? A boyz for to be the friendship between a nazir, maybe it's just the opposite. I mean, we have no right to say that. So therefore, it's a given that if you cannot be matami to a parent, certainly you cannot be matami to chabi. So that can't be what it's coming to tell me. So therefore, as I said, I stick by what I said. Wait. Why do you stick by what you said? I mean, isn't it true that even if it hadn't said La Viva Limo, I would have known this from another day? Hey, Mametzino. Achaloyi Amer. Still Yeshli Beden. Look, is it not true that Nemar Klolot Kohen Gadol? But Nemar Klolot Benazir. We find that the Torah introduces both the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol with a klal. Al kol nafshot meit, or al nefesh meit lo yabo. I mean, in both cases, we've got this lashon of very general. Now, we do know that the klalot ha'amurot b'kohen gadol are immediately followed by a drasha, namely la'aviv, to tell me la'aviv ena metamei ova betamei l'meit mitzvah. I mean, so why not simply learn out from the common use of the klal, of al nafshot meit lo yabo, or kol nafshot meit lo yabo, nefesh meit lo yabo, to tell me that the same way that we find a klal by a kohen gadol that does is not meant to include a meit mitzvah, it's now clear that this klal does not include a meit mitzvah. So the klalot amurot benazir comes to tell me by definition laviv ena metame v'metamei l'meit mitzvah. So therefore, why bother repeating the laviv leimo by the nazir if the klal already has been defined by kohen gadol to mean that? Oh, says the Gemara, the writer. That's how you want to go. If you want to go that way, you're going to get into really big trouble now. Because maybe the way to look at it is to learn klalot from a kohen hedyot. Okulako derarizo. I mean, once you're looking at the klalot, you know something? You just raise the red flag. Because why not say, nemru klalot b'kohen hedyot, v'nemar klalot b'nazir, and just like when it says a klal by a kohen hedyot, it doesn't mean his relatives. He's allowed to be matame la'aviv la'imo. It just says don't go to other meitim is what it means. So then maybe kol nafshot meit by a nazir also means. But certainly he's allowed to be matame to his krovim. How do you know it doesn't include that same heter? So now I need la'aviv la'imo to tell me you cannot be matame to your relatives. So now you lost your drasha. Not only did you not have another place, you even lost the drasha. Man, oh man! Well, that's why it says laviv lemo lo yitamei halameit mitzvah mitamei. What? You just said I lost the drasha. He just said, now I need, you said I got myself into trouble, and then you let me get away with saying, and therefore I stand by my original drasha. I'm in big trouble now. I lost my original drasha. Okay, you're right. All right, so my original presentation was really misleading. The truth is, la'aviva le'imo, which is said over here by Nazir, actually comes to tell me not to be metami, la'aviva le'imo, and not to learn that the klal is similar to the klal of a kohen gadol. And I was wrong about that. I didn't mean la'aviva le'imo. Again, the le'imo, we're just throwing it together with the aviv to be discussed later. But you know what? How about the rest of the people that are mentioned in the pasuk? Because it says, it's true by the kohen gadol, it only said la'aviva le'imo lo yitama. But by the nazir, it says la'aviva le'imo, la'chiv, la'chotto, lo yitama. How come it gives me all those extra words, huh? Then there, I'm going to move on, after knowing la'aviva le'imo, I'm going to go on to la'chiv. So why mention la'chiv? I mean, look, if I can't be metame even to a parent, which is the core of the relationship, isn't it obvious? I'm not going to be metame to the brother. Therefore, must be that la'chiv comes to me. La'chiv ain't no metame. But for a make mitzvah metame. So I now know the fact that a nazir can also be metame to make mitzvah. I know from la'aviv that he can be metame to his father. And now let us tease apart that la'aviva le'imo, which we'll see is not necessarily easy to tease apart, but we'll see later on why. And let's use the le'imo basically the way we used earlier the le'imo. We already used le'imo, remember, that's why I reviewed this, in the direction of the kohen gadol that was a given. So we said le'imo v'gzeira shava l'kneret. Now all of a sudden we're saying, well, and when we come to a nazir, we're going to need le'imo also to tell me the gzeira shava rabbi. So obviously, we'd have to be worrying about the need for a gzeira shava to be moved to Mishnei Atzadim. Now that itself is a machlokas, it's dependent on machlokas. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll see later on. So let's keep that in mind, that we're using now the additional free word of le'imo to tell me the gzeira shava of Rebbe, but maybe we can get away with not using it if we don't hold we need it mufne. And what about lachoto that appears by Nazir? Ah! That comes to me, a whole brand new drasha, beautiful drasha, famous drasha we've discussed a few times before. The Tanya lachoto. And what about the lachoto? Ma tamud lomar. Now you've got to think about other Isurei Tumah. Where would it be other Isurei Tumah? There are mitzvahs where you've got a time to do that mitzvah. And what's interesting is that those two mitzvahs like that are interrelated in a very special way. There's a mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan, and there's a mitzvah to be mal a child on the 8th day. And, in fact, if you didn't mal a child, you wouldn't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. But that's not the only interrelationship. These are the only two mitzvot that say in which is a chiyuv karet for not doing them. So that means that, essentially, if a guy would be on his way to the Beit HaMikdash to bring a Korban Pesach, and now he's got a relative that he's supposed to go to a funeral, what does he do? Would he be mevatel that mitzvah? In order to bury a relative. Says the Gemara, no, he wouldn't. So, Reshalak Mishkotet Piskov Lamulad Beno. And now, Shamash Meit Lo Meit. Yochod Yitamah, should he? I mean, after all, burial, funerals are like a major thing. Maybe he should go to the funeral. No, Lo Yitamah comes to me. There are times in which a person should make sure that they're not pushing off a Chiev of Karet. So therefore, Yochol lo yitamah lemeit mitzvah, tamud lomar lachoto. Therefore, unbelievably, the unnecessary lachoto, which appears in the parsha of Nazir, implies that there are other people who we would be makpid to make sure they wouldn't get tameh, but they too should only not become tameh for their sisters and the like. But for a meit mitzvah, they should be metameh and lose the korban pesach, or lose the mitzvah mila and go be metami to the make mitzvah.
And be chayiv korin?
How sad. I mean, obviously the Torah is telling them what to do, so they're not going to be chayiv korin. They're like, oh, this is what the Torah said. Yeah. It's nonetheless a bitul of a mitzvah saseh that is so chashuv that it's v'chayev karet. The problem here is not the person's chiyuv of karet, it's the bitul of the mitzvah. Shall we do that? Okay, so now I know what I use for lachut. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, look, man, take it from the top. There's a lot of words here that you've been using that are not necessary. I say like this. Al nefesh, mate. So I said, nefesh, the first thing we learn is ela rechoki. The simple meaning of nefesh is just anybody. When you say nefesh, mate, and don't tell me this business about a beima, nefesh beima. A nefesh beima, I mean, a dead animal is not a beima, it's a nevela. What do we call a beima? I don't need a pus to tell me that. So that forget about that extra word. So therefore, lemate, that comes to tell me now, even the krovim. I do not need laviv alimo the way you guys said. That laviv alimo tells me that you're not allowed to be the time of the krovim. It's a given. I'm not allowed to be the time of the krovim for the fact that it said nefesh mate. Okay. So now when it says laviv alimo, so that is the same way the Braita originally said, not the way it came out that I learned out from la'achiv. I learned from laviv alimo that lamate mitzvah nimetame, but lamate nimetame lamate mitzvah is mitame. Okay, mitame lamate mitzvah. Now, how about li'achiv, which you needed to tell me mate mitzvah? I tell you, the la'achiv is coming to tell me that if you are both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, ha-ha, and now you are got two Kedushas on you, so then, what's the din? I mean, clearly, l'achiv eino metameh. So it must be coming to stress. Ah, l'achiv eino metameh. But even though you've got two kedushot, metameh ulemet mitzvah. And what is the lachot coming to tell me? That's kedutani, that I agree with you. Arishayolach mishchotet bischov alamulet beno, etc., etc. Hey, wait a minute. Rabbi Akiva just used, Rabbi Akiva used the la'aviv, the la'imo, for some reason, we don't know why he said laviv ule'imo, but we're going to ask that later. But he appears to need both laviv and le'imo to tell me that then you can't be metame lamech mitzvah. And therefore he used up lachoto to tell me this additional halacha of lamulat pischov. But then I thought we needed lachoto to tell me the gzeirah shava of Rebbe. So according to Rebbe Akiva, how do we know Rebbe's Gezeirah Shava at all? Now, I mean, can't we say that we have it moved now on the other side? Remember, this is the parsha of Nazir. When we started off yesterday, learning out the din of the Kohen Gadol, we used it. We said that we're using that extra lachoto to free it up to tell me Rebbe's halacha. But apparently, the la'aviv ule'imo, according to Rabbi Akiva, is one thing, which we're going to have to ask. Why? But that would mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have any hafnaya to tell me the gezeirah shava. So where does he know the din of Rebbe that you can be metame to zivot and sarat? Now, he doesn't have a limud by for the Kohen Gadol at all. So gezeirah shava to Rebbe bidale. Well, yeah, obviously there's an extra word over here. My gosh, you guys aren't thinking. Didn't I just say that kiven de lamar imaya kohen gadol v'nazir? We learn out from the word la'achiv. La'achiv eino metamei avam metamei olamet mitzvah. Well, I mean, a kohen gadol who's a nazir also is a kohen gadol. So why do I need another pasuk to tell me that the kohen gadol is metamei olamet mitzvah, if he's also a nazir, is metamei olamet mitzvah? I just set up an extra pasuk to tell me both Kohen Gadol and Nazir. So I don't need to dash in that whole la'aviv ule'imo that you made a big stink about yesterday for the Kohen Gadol. I know the Kohen Gadol from the Nazir, because from the extra achiv, I know that even if he's a Nazir plus a Kohen Gadol. So what do I need the la'aviv ule'imo getting back to the Kohen Gadol that you said yesterday? I say all of that was unnecessary. So now that we see, we came all the way to Nazir, we're going back to what we did yesterday, we're saying, yeah, but they were making an assumption. It wasn't really necessary. I mean, it's a given that if he's a Kohen Gadol, even if he be a Dozer and a Kohen Gadol, he's not allowed to be Matame Lachiv, and he's allowed to be Matame to the make mitzvah. So what do I need all of that for? So even the Omar Ma, Ima Ya Kohen Gadol Vinazir, Lachiv Eino Matame, Matame Lo Make Mitzvah, so what do I care if he's a Kohen Gadol who's not a Nazir? Mali Kohen Gadol Chudei, Umali Nazir, Vikohen Gadol. So Mamela, I got no problem. So I now know, in that case, the Aviv Elimo that I had yesterday is freed up. If it's freed up, then now I know Rebbe's Gezeirah Shavah. I have no problem with that. So, Enochinami. You'll say, but I thought we needed it freed up on both sides. Didn't you, Darshan, a moment ago, that it would be Mufna from there, it's Mufna from Emo, and you darshan by the Kohen Gadol the same thing, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we were saying Aviv Imo is all one. So how do we have it freed up on two sides? It's only mufter from the tzad of the Kohen Gadol we had yesterday. Rabbi Akiva Shita points out to us is you don't need mufter from both sides. The search for the Hafnoya from both sides was going on, leave it to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael's Shita is all over that if you've got two, then you can be loymed gzeirah shavah and you can't ask from one to the other. But in this case, if I only had one, I'd still be able to ask. I know I can ask because I already did. That maybe a Kohen Gadol is more chomer, or maybe the Nazir is more chomer. So I can no longer just take the gzeirah shavah at face value. Right? Okay, so according to Rebbe, we have now freed up the la'aviv ule'imo by the case of the Kohen Gadol that yesterday we thought was needed to be matzah, the Kohen Gadol to be matam la'bet mitzvah. I now know all of that from the din of Nazir, from the extra word la'achiv, and therefore I have a free word to teach me the hafnaya of the gzeirah shavah for Rebbe, that both the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir can be metame for zivot and sorat. So now everything is given. But wait a minute. One thing isn't answered. The original drasha said we're going a little bit of Rabbi Yishmael. But we never explained, according to Rabbi Yishmael, the case of a Kohen Gadol who is a Nazir. We use the Lachiv according to the way Rabbi Akiva was darshaning it. We use the Lachiv to tell me this halacha, that a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, we never had that extra word. According to him, we darshan every word without having the extra pasuk to tell me that the Kohen Gadol, who is also a Nazir, so where do we know this case of Kohen Gadol, Vuhu Nazir? He used the Laviv Elimo to tell me that you're not allowed to be Matame at all to the father, to Krovim. And then we would start on our drush about Lamech Mitzvah. But we never had the extra Pasuk Lachif to teach me that you would be able to be Matame Lamech Mitzvah with two separate Kedushot to both the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. Says Rabbi Shmuel, he said, since when do we have additive Kedushot? What is that supposed to mean? Once I'm already told that as a Nazir, I'm a Tamei Lamech Mitzvah. And I'm told as a Kohen Gadol, I'm a Tamei Lamech Mitzvah. So I said, what do I need a post to tell me if I'm Kohen Gadol and a Nazir? I mean, it makes an afkamina. If it was different in terms of quality, you're right. But I know neither of those qualities prevents me from being a Tamei. So what do I care? One lav, two lavs, lavim, asayim, whatever the Torah says, a Mech Mitzvah is beyond everything else and important. That's all it's saying. So what do I care about? How many lav am I at? Oh, really, Rabbi Yishmael? So what do you care how many essays you had, maybe? So maybe, I don't understand what we need that whole jazz about la achotola malik. You're saying malik hadla malik trein lav. So then I ask you, so then the achotola malik. Because, I mean, over there you just added, you said, if a guy was going to be shechting his carbon pesach, you already said, I don't care about the Yisurin, the Torah showed me that a make mitzvah is greater than the chiyuvim to be careful of tumah. So who cares? So then what do I need lachoto? Nah, that's different, man. So I could either mean a kisharach, one of the make mitzvah, only another kohen. Because it's true, I don't care how many lavim you have, but I mean, certainly there's a qualitative difference when you start talking about an Issur Karet, right? So I would have said, okay, Yisur Lave, fine. Any extra pasuk tell me two lave as opposed to one lave. But if you're now moving on to tell me Mila and Pesach, yeah, Mila and Pesach is a very unique thing. It's a key of karet for not doing something. So over there, maybe indeed I would have thought lo yitama, even to a mate mitzvah. Therefore, lachoto comes to tell me, kamash malan, that you could be metameh for a mate mitzvah, even though it's going to cost you the meal of Bismana and the carbon Pesach and so on. Huh. So wait, according to Rabbi Akiva, let me get this straight. Rabbi Akiva said that I already know from the La'achiv by a Nazir, that if it's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, that he's metame to a mate mitzvah. So you said, lo shna Kohen Gadol chudev, lo shna Kohen Gadol v'hu Nazir. I learned out nafka from the La'achiv that appears by Nazir. So now I don't get it. La'aviv li'ma lamali. So why do I need now both La'aviv and li'ma? What's the point? So what we're really asking over here is, why do we need both? We already saw that we needed, according to be matar, make mitzvah. But why are we assuming that laviv alimo is all one thing? It's not all one thing. There's laviv alimo. No, says Rabbi Akiva, not true. It's really all one thing. I cannot make separate drushas from the laviv and separately from the le'imo, the way you guys have been doing all along. You can't do that, because strictly, let's say if we would have said, don't be metame to a father. Said, of course don't be metame to a father. How do you know it's your father? It's just an assumption that somebody's father is their father. I mean, how are you going to establish that it's really his father? So therefore the Torah is saying, don't be metame to him. How do you know he's your father? Mashenken imo. A mother, we can establish who gave birth to this child. So maybe over there the Torah would say, look, if you know it's definitely your mother, maybe you should be metame to the mother. Let's be realistic. Of course, there's a slight problem over here, as the Kirnor points out. If he ain't your father, you ain't a Kohen. So what's the problem being metame? I assume you're a Kohen.
Well, she's on the coin.
Wouldn't be a very good coin if you she was cheating.
The city of Bahan, and there couldn't have been anybody else.
But it wouldn't have mattered, then you'd be a Chalal. Yeah. We're obviously getting deep into the issue of Chazokas and separating out the halachic ramification of Chazokas, separating it out from the logistical possibility. In other words, you certainly have to act on the basis of your Kohen. Now, is it not true, however, that there is something that is doubtful about being Matame, the Chiyah? Yes. You can see the direction to go. But,
I think there's a real Grobi Lazakhariab and Mabah.
Yes, that's what the Chazak is meant here. It means a Chazak. On the other hand, let's say the Torah would have written Imo. I would have said, okay, you know why the Torah doesn't want you to be Matame the Imo? I mean, Imo, on the Tamil, the Loaz is Zara Batra. The Torah in general is not machshiv, the mishpachata aim in the same way it's mishpachata av. I mean, the very point that you're a Kohen has nothing to do with your mother, has only your father. Because we're told, the Omar Makim and Omar Mishpachotam lebet avotam. So it means the Torah wants us to follow, in terms of Yichusim, the mishpachata av. So therefore it says, le'imo lo yitamav. Okay, I understand. But I certainly love if ken yitamav. Therefore I must have Kamash Malan, therefore I need both of them. And they're all, that's all one drush. I don't have that extra. La'aviv le'imo. Nazir minala, the Tanya. Ko yamei aziro la'ashem, al nefesh lo yavo. Shomei ani afil nefesh be'ima. But mash v'gin shenema, maka nefesh be'ima. Talmud lomar, nefesh mei lo yavo. Nefesh adam ha'katuv midaper. Rabbi Yishmael omer, I'm not sorry. Rabbi omer lo yavo. So now let's continue. But what do I need that for? Even knew it by myself. Therefore, we need to know laviv alimo lo yitama, alo metamel met mitzvah. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it means laviv alimo lo yitama, alo metamel shar metim. קבל חומר, ומה קוראים אידיוט, שמטמא לקרובים אינו מטמא לשאר מתים? נזיר שאינו מטמא לקרובים אינו דין שלא יטמא לשאר מתים? Or Martha, I'm not a viva limo, can only be teaching me la viva limo, lo yitame, ava metabelo met mitzvah. Wait, but actually, Omer, yesh lebedin, because after all, nemro klalot bekoin gadol, and nemro klalot benazir, so just like makro namorot bekoin gadol, la viva ino betavot avlo met mitzvah, why not just assume from the lashon of our kol nefesh meit that it means klalot av klalot amorot benazir, la viva ino betavot avlo met mitzvah. Well, my dear sir, O kolak with the result, nemro klalot bekoin yod, v'nemro klalot benazir, ma klalot amorot bekoin yod, mitamei laviv, av klalot amorot benazir, mitamei laviv, in which case, I now need tamadon laviv, leimolo yitama, to teach me that you cannot be mitamei laviv, leimolo. But, will make mitzvah mitamei. What? You just said, I mean, v'nei lomar, she'n mitamei laviv. You're right. La aviv lo marshin matam la aviv limo. La achiv, aha, why stress la achiv? La aviv eno matamei. How to make mitzvah matamei? And what about that li'imo? The li'imo is the gzera shava. That tells me that same gzera shava you had by Rebbe, which is that you can be matamei le zivot and tzara'at. And lachoto? Lachoto is the kid of Tanya. The Tanya lachoto matam lomar. הרי שהלך לשחוט את פסקו ולמוד לבנו ושם השם את המת ויחו איתם ויאמר לא איתם יוכל לא איתם אלא מת מצווה תם ולומר לאחותו לאחותו אינו מתם אלא מת מצווה מתם רבי עקיבא אומר this whole drasha is a big waste because look נפש is רחוקים מת is קרובים forget about this pain of business לאביב ולאמא אינו מתם אבל מתם אלא מת מצווה. That's a given, not from Achiv. Achiv is extra. What's Achiv coming to tell me? L'Achiv is Shimaya Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. L'Achiv is Matam Matam on the Mit Mitzvah. L'Achoto, I agree with you. Look at Tanya, Rishayolach, Lishchat, Bitzcho, L'Mulat, etc., etc. But wait. If according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't have Le'imo, so then you don't have Le'imo on either side. So Rabbi Akiva, Gzera, Shavad, Rabbi, Minole, Amar lecha, because I don't need laviv limo at all by the case of the Kohen Gadol. Kiman the Amar Mar, ima ya Kohen Gadol v'nazir liachiv in b'tam b'tam lo make mitzvah. So who cares if he's not a nazir? He can just be a plain old fashioned Kohen Gadol. Mali Kohen Gadol l'chudei mali nazir v'Kohen Gadol. So it's a given that a Kohen Gadol can be b'tam lo make mitzvah. Period. What's the laviv limo coming for? That's the gzera shava. Ooh. So according to Yishmael, he doesn't have that extra lachiv. So then, Kohen Gadol v'Nazir minole, he needed lachiv to tell me the etzem din of the heter of a nazir alone for a mit mitzvah. He says, what do I need that for? I mean, keeping the shor achmad a chad lav gabi mit mitzvah. Who cares how many lav even all? Mali chad lav, mali train lav. Oh, well, man, if you're going to say, who cares how many surim there are, then what do I need lachatom amali? Different Zagadat Hamidik Sharak one will make mitzvah is only a Nazir Kohen, where it's an Isra Lav or two Lavs or how many Lavs as you want, but Avumila the Pesach, where he's already talking about Karet, then maybe indeed Lo Yitamah le make mitzvah. Kamash Malan, nonetheless, Yitamah le make mitzvah. And according to Akiva Mirk, I mean, Lo Shna Kangalok for the Yisrael, Lo Shna Kangalok for Nazir. We learned them both out from La'achid by Nazir. So, la'aviv le'imo, getting back to that aviv le'imo now, of the nazir. And what's that for? I mean, obviously I need one of them, or else I couldn't have added the two from the la'aviv, but why do I need both la'aviv and le'imo? Three. Nikatav aviv, hava minan atayr lo'metamim mishum nechazaka bi'almuhu. Av le'imo di'adina delitatei, maybe li'tamala. Vikatav ratmoni imo, hava minimo lo yitamela, because since laws is our batra, the gabi yichusin, bashenkin when it comes to aviv, aval aviv kiven the yamar malim shpotam aveit avotam, maybe that's more chashif, and maybe indeed aimel atameila. Kamash malam,